curiously enough, the only thing that went through the mind of the bowl of petunias as it fell was, oh no, not again. Many people have speculated that if we knew exactly why the bowl of petunias had thought that, we should know a lot more about the nature of the universe than we do now. Meanwhile, the starship has landed on the surface of Megrathea, and Trillian is about to make one of the most important statements of her life. Its importance is not immediately recognized by her companions.
Hey! My white mice have escaped!
Oh, nuts to your white mice.
It is possible that Trillian's observation would have commanded greater attention had it been generally realized that human beings were only the third most intelligent life form on the planet Earth, instead of, as was generally thought by most independent observers, the second.
Okay, run atmospheric checks on the planet. Are we taking this robot?
Don't feel you have to take any notice of me, please.
Oh, Marvin the paranoid android. Yeah, we'll take him.
What are you supposed to do with a manically depressed robot?
You think you've got problems? What are you supposed to do if you are a manically depressed robot? No, don't try and answer that. I'm 50,000 times more intelligent than you, and even I don't know the answer. Gives me a headache just trying to think down to your level.
Well, what's the result? Okay, everybody, let's go.
Good afternoon, boys.
What's that?
Oh, that's just the computer. I discovered it had an emergency backup personality, which I thought might be marginally preferable.
Now, this is going to be your first day on a strange planet, so I want you all wrapped up, snug and warm, and no playing with any naughty, bug-eyed monsters.
I'm sorry, I think we might have been better off with a slide rule.
Right, who said that?
Will you open up the exit hatch, please, computer?
Not until whoever said that owns up.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Computer.
I'm waiting. I can wait all day. Necessary.
Computer, if you don't open that exit hatch this moment, I shall go straight to your major data banks with a very large axe and give you a reprogramming you'll never forget. Is that clear?
I can see this relationship is something we're all going to have to work at.
Thank you. Let's go.
It'll all end in tears, I know it.
Say, Fod, are you sure you know what you're doing? We've been attacked once already, you know.
Look, I promise you, the live population of this planet is nil plus the four of us.
And two white mice.
And two white mice, if you insist.
Oh, come on, let's go if we're going.
Earthman.
Arthur.
Could you sort of keep the robot with you and guard this end of the passageway, okay?
Guard? What from? You just said there's no one here.
Yeah, well, just for safety, okay?
Whose? Yours or mine?
Yeah, good lad. Okay, here we go.
Well, I hope you all have a really miserable time.
Don't worry, they will.